climb a tree.
I'd love to.
Guy head of the veteran, Jason Jackson, and he sent me in all these farms to get in touch with all the people, the younger right when they there, they killed them. And I filled all them out.
You want this back over there? You
tell a lady from Texas, she was she owned a big ranch. Of course, I didn't know her, but she got in contact with and told me to meet her at the Holiday Inn.
She had portfolios
of all this stuff of the family on the back. Well, I already knew about a little better than 1,000 years back about then. But she had all this stuff coming on the family, who all of them married, all friends and brothers, and who they married and on down.
Came from Virginia, but then where did they come from
they
before that?
From England.
From England?
William Sutton, the old Westover, the home, has the finest doorway in the world. It's always an ad, big magazine, all these big books of England. And he surveyed North and South Carolina in 1729, and he went back and made another survey in 1739. He was in the King's service of England for 20 years.
Let's just go on.
All right, y'all go ahead.
Are you getting tired?
2 weeks. They're in Bible school down in Natchez. And then in July, we have a mission. Our missions come in from abroad, coming in. We'll cook and feed about 175 to 225 people three times a day down there. We're at the pavilion in the ballpark. We have a place, Liberty Park. And that the church ladies cook the mission, our mission furnishes the food. You see, we get it wholesale at Hurd's Wholesale Store or somewhere we get wholesale. And we do the cooking and washing dishes and all these people that we're feeding, and then go to church at night if we not give out. Well, sometimes they let me and Hardy off. He generally cuts up onions, helps us cut up onions and bell peppers. We have one member that gave us three calves last year, and we have any kind of meat you want to eat. And we bring them home with us and cook the roast at home or boiled it. Oh, we just have one.
Well, here's the wrong time of the year.
We stand up. That's in August. Yeah, you come
home. Okay. Which church is this that you go to?
Westside Baptist in Natchez.
I thought maybe I might have passed.
No, it's on Oak Street up towards the old cemetery in Natchez Cemetery.
Yeah, they must take the fire and light.
And there's another man that's got this epilepsy. What's he got? What's James got? What is that? He's now got out of where he's on credit. He said he hoped and prayed the Lord or give him strength in his hand to sit at the table and help him shred cabbage and cook everything up that we have to peel potatoes and peel onions and scrape carrots and things like that. Because we have vegetables, and the ladies generally furnish the cakes. We bake them at home, and so many of them, who can bring a cake tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
The refreshment, the dessert.
I wish you'd be around when that's going down to sea.
I'd never make it through my diet for that.
That women will be in there and say, I'm just running my diet.
Singing, praying, and preaching.
We never see a cigarette in our dirty joke.
That's correct.
We don't, in our church, they may be three men that smoke, and I don't think it's a woman.
That's wonderful.
And our pastor is so much opposed to short dresses. He said if they just go below the kneecap, his wife and two daughters they're below the kneecap. He preached the other day. Let me tell you something. He preached to the ladies of the church, and it was a shame. He said for you to be sitting here right now that you can't cover your knees, and you know who you are.
I'm sitting here pulling at my.
Says and you got some daughters. Says you got some daughters.
All the way to this. Well, how these dresses is when they set trying to get